welcome to the 1-9 podcast for interesting insights and knowledge from animals and other beings within multidimensional realms.
Well, we're back. This is our second podcast. Our first podcast never got recorded. So this is our debut podcast, number two. I'm sitting here with Diana, and I'm Karen, and we were talking about
viruses and bacteria.
Viruses and bacteria, and how they have consciousnesses, and how to talk to them, and what you can do with them, and Diana here has learned recently and taught me all about that aspect of them.
Not all about it. Apparently, I had gotten some information from Mary Beth, who's an animal communicator, and the last session, she was talking about how she had communicated with viruses after learning that they were actually animals because they have consciousnesses. So she was dealing with her mother-in-law, she was doing some virtual healing with her mother-in-law, right? Because her mother-in-law was not in the same city she was in. And her mother-in-law had a bad case of shingles. And so Mary Beth, wanted... thinking of shingles as the enemy, right? She wanted to eradicate them. And then the next day, so whatever Mary Beth did was in that mindset. So the next day, she asked her mother-in-law, how did you feel? And her mother-in-law says, that was the worst night of my life. So then Mary Beth thought she had better do something differently. So she decided to have an ice cream social with the shingles virus, the antibodies in her mother-in-law's body, and they would all just get together and have a pleasant time and talk and communicate, right? So there was ice cream, there was iced tea, and various other things that you get at ice cream social, right?
And that makes perfect sense because viruses and bacteria and stuff love ice cream. They love sugar.
Right. So anyway, they were all having a good time. Right, and so she's telling them, we're not your enemies. We don't want to kill you. Right, we just want Pat, who is her mother-in-law. We want her to feel better. And think about it. If you are actually in Pat's body, so if Pat actually feels healthier, you'll be able to stay there longer. So why don't you just go back to being dormant? Pat will be much happier, and you'll be happier too. And sure enough, that worked. So my suggestion to Karen was...
Fast forward to me, who have gotten a cold or a virus on a trip that I was just on, right?
Yes, you'd come back. You said you'd gotten...
I started to get something while I was in California, in Big Sur, California, and then had a long flight back with lots of time changes, and when I got back, I was feeling pretty lousy, even though I had all my herbals and tinctures with me.
Oh, I mean, any kind of travel is like really hard on your body.
I know.
This is not to mention the time difference also.
Oh yeah, we lost 4 hours. So, and so of course I called Diana as soon as I landed. I said, Diana, help.
And so I thought about Mary Beth and the viruses. And so I suggested to Karen, why don't you just talk to the viruses and tell them, you're not trying to kill them. You just want them to move on. There's greener pastures elsewhere. And it kind of worked.
Yeah, it kind of worked. I think the viruses are moving on. I still have a lot of congestion, but I also, I think, was still pushing myself too hard. A little background on me. I've been kind of in and out of being sick all year, so I'm a little easily frustrated by anything coming my way. I normally don't get taken down so easily by a little tiny virus. However, just tonight, my lungs felt a lot more congested, and I said to Diana, they feel a lot more congested, and so let me let her tell you what she did.
Yeah, okay. So this was what I was talking to you maybe about an hour ago. And I thought to myself, let's see if the little guys could help. Now, the little guys are people, well, not people, okay. They're entities I see in my head, and they come like swooping down from wherever they are. And I call them little because they're actually not human size. They're kind of maybe like 2-3 feet tall. And basically, what I see is their heads, which are like flesh colored, and then everything else is just like a billowing white robe. And so I asked one of them to come down and help like vacuum up the stuff that's in Karen's lungs. And that was when I was talking to her on the phone earlier. And
now, Diana has permission to work on me anytime she wants. I will say that. She doesn't just work on people randomly.
No. Yeah, that's right. You have to ask permission to actually look into their bodies. And the vacuum part of it is kind of funny because Karen was one of the first people, maybe the first person I worked on when I found that I could see these white-robed figures, the little guys. And I can't remember if you're the first one or the second one. But anyway, you had some really, really bad pain in your shoulder and neck. And so, I mean, I asked you if I can, you know, look into your body. And I saw this kind of like black gunk there. So then I asked the little guys to come down. And I don't know, there were like 3 or 4 of them. And they came down and they looked at this and they had a vacuum cleaner with them, right? Then they started vacuuming up the black gunk. And Karen said that she could feel it going away.
Oh yeah, my shoulder dropped 2 inches. It was totally able to move again and the pain went. I can't remember if it went away 100% right away, but it eventually went away 100%. I think I even asked the little guys to work on it, continue to work on it. This Diana had explained to me what to do, so I knew that they were busy doing it. But one of the things I find fascinating is I know when I have these pains that there's some kind of, you know, something that needs to be released from the body. The body's very sensitive to everything. My body has very sensitive to everything, really, and every time something is ready to be released from my body, I just get a pain in my body and I have to like let go of it. And for a long time I was trying to find out what the pain was from, you know, if there was a trauma associated with it. And so it's really nice to have people just go and vacuum up the dark energy instead of worrying about what the story is behind it. That's kind of makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
'Cause who knows? I have like many people, you know, situations that you think are resolved and it turns out they're still harboring somewhere in your body.
Right. I mean, whatever it is, it's like either entities or some other thing that's just in your muscles and whatever. So, yeah, which reminds me of something that I had perceived in my husband's body. Not that he believes this stuff. He believes some of it, right? So anyway, at one point, I was kind of like looking at his body, and then I started pulling out these paper-thin white sheets from various places, and they were like in his muscles. And I don't know if he felt any better after that or worse or whatever, but it was just like really weird.
And of course you have permission to work on your husband anytime you want.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a good thing in that if you ask permission once, I figure you have permission forever.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But nobody's ever said anything like that. I just figure that that's mm-hmm. the way it is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think you would know if it changed. You know, someone would say, hey, don't talk to me anymore. Or they'd quit calling you back or they'd stay away or something like that. I think an energetic wall would come up at some point. that's all for this episode of the 1 to 9 podcast. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for our newsletter at 1to9podcast.com.